This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. When Palo Alto College began offering classes in 1985, it was San Antonio's only public higher education option available south of Highway 90. Community activists who championed for higher education on the city's south side are credited with winning that campus there. The school maintains strong ties in South San Antonio, provides community development center with a public food pantry, clothes closet, health and wellness resources, and even more. How is Palo Alto changing the traditional perception of the city's south side? What efforts are being made there for the school to accomplish its mission to inspire, empower, educate the community for leadership and success? Call in. Tell us your Palo Alto story. We want to hear it. The number is 210-614-8980. 210-614-8980. The time you spent on the Palo Alto campus, how did it change your life? Give us a call. 210-614-8980. With us to talk about Palo Alto's creation, its track record, its heritage of success, and where it's going into the future, Mike Flores joins us. He's the president of Palo Alto College. And Mike, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
So tell me more about this fight to win a public campus, a higher education campus on the south side of San Antonio.
Well, we really owe our history, our legacy to those early advocates from COPS.
COPS Metro Alliance.
COPS Metro Alliance, Communities Organized for Public Service. And it goes back, we've been there a little over 30 years. It actually goes back about 40 years in the early 1970s. In which COPS members in conversations at parishes and after hours in their living rooms talked about how can we provide educational opportunity on the west side or the south side. And through those conversations, an initial resolution offered at one of their annual meetings in the 1970s, and then finally advocating, championing for access in the mid-80s. For the establishment of a college that ended up in our present-day site in the south side of San Antonio.
And there were people who were the big shots in charge of the city at the time saying, look, you don't need a campus down there. You know, we've got all these other campuses. You can come here. And there's no students there. That's the other thing they said. You aren't going to have a student body.
Right. I think one of the things that we have to remember is that everybody should have an opportunity. And that should be in all segments of our community. And that was part of the narrative at that time about access. And so COPS was championed and was very good in articulating the need and in also coalescing and building coalitions with others and having a sense and conversation with members in our organization overall about the need to provide access in the south side. And what we're fortunate about is their persistence and the intentionality that they had. But as part of that we have shown from the initial conversation in the 70s, from the establishment in the mid-80s, that Palo Alto and access to higher education is important in the south side.
So this was not a build it and they will come kind of a story. This is a build it and they're already here. There was already pent-up demand for many people.
Yes.
And as soon as the doors were opened in 1985, there was no shortage of students. It was kind of like, we need to build. We need to expand right away.
Exactly. So the Palo Alto was started in 1985 at Billy Mitchell Village across from Kelly. And the actual campus where we're at now opened in 87. It was built for 2,500, and there was a pent-up demand that you mentioned, and so it was one of, at that time, the fastest-growing colleges in the state and in the nation, and today we're at about 9,500. We expect within the year we'll be over 10,000 students.
Now, it's great. That's part of the story.
Yes.
Providing the education opportunities for students, because they can say, well, you could just hop on a bus and go to SAC or some other campus. And that's great if you got an infinite amount of time, right? How long would it take to do something like that?
Well, I think one of the things that we need to remember is that transportation can be a challenge for folks in our community. It would probably take an average from our campus to go to perhaps San Antonio College about 90 minutes each way. And that involves a transfer. So we need to take that into account. And what we've done is looked at transportation. We've also looked at other issues related to affordability. We think we're relatively inexpensive, but we know that our students and our community members have multiple demands on their pocketbook as well as time. And so we want to provide resources for our students beyond access, because transportation is a challenge. We know that financing education can be a challenge for many of our students and community members. And we know that food insecurity can be a challenge for them as well. So what we are seeking to do is really ensure that we provide access to those resources so that students can focus on studying and getting the credential that they came to us for.
So on top of providing the opportunities for education and certification and moving on and joining the workforce at an opportunity to earn a living wage, Palo Alto College has become a hub for the South Side in providing space for certain types of programs, and people can come and see the fine arts there and also develop arts. We know San Antonio is very different. You go from one side of the city to the other side of the city, it looks very different. It's hard to believe that it's the same city at times. But you can see that, you know, in South San Antonio has a unique culture. And there should be some way to develop that, foster it, and help it grow. And that's what Palo Alto is doing.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. And we're doing that in many ways. So we want to be champions for access. That occurs with regard to education and the programs that we offer to our students, whether it's a certificate or degree. That also occurs in many ways. If a student is a second grader, a potential and soon to be college student in over 10 years, we have an aquatic center in partnership with the city of San Antonio, and we actually just finished a fantastic year in which we offered swim lessons to close to 2,000 second graders in partnership with Southwest School District and South Sand School District and our councilman Ray Saldana, all of us working together to be able to do that. And that's important because that's a life skill. But what is more important is that students, second graders, their parents, their grandparents, siblings, feel comfortable about coming onto campus, that they know that Palo Alto is for them, that it's not only a community college, but it's a community center. And so that's significant for all of us. It's significant for our faculty and staff, our students and our student leaders, in which we seek to engage everybody about what the mission of PAC really is.
And so these students, they learned when they're in the second grade how to swim, you know, do the American crawl, and then they go on and they'll learn how to develop other lessons down the road, and maybe come back and they'll feel at home. And
yes.
And going to college is not a moonshot dream. This is something that they're familiar with. And then they can then make decisions along their life. As like, you know, should I continue with my education? How hard should I push myself in my education? I know Palo Alto College is there, and maybe that's my next step. But I need to do the right things to get there.
Right. They do need to do the right things. So we don't let them off the hook that easily. So second grade, and then once they're in middle school, we're working with in recruiting middle school students in a very specific way. So we have
That's where you lose them.
That's exactly where you lose them. So we have a strategy as part of that.
Okay, I'm going to talk about that when we come back from the break. We're going to take this quick break. Do you live in South San Antonio? What does the community need there to thrive? Did you go to Palo Alto? Did a family member go? What was the experience like? What did you think about when you drive by Palo Alto? You see it as your community college there on the South Side. Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. The Source continues after this. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Palo Alto College, it's a place for community engagement. It's also a place where dreams can be realized. It's on San Antonio's South Side, but it took a fight to make it happen. A COPS Metro Alliance fought for Palo Alto to be developed, and since then it's been proving that this is a part of town that has its own unique needs and identity, and Palo Alto is crystallizing and focusing that and making it real. Tell us your Palo Alto story. Call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. With us in the studio, Mike Flores. He is the president of Palo Alto College. So we went to break here to talk about, you know, how you outreach to yes. middle schoolers. And it may seem strange, like a disconnect, like you're a college, but you're thinking about middle schoolers. But that's a critical age.
It's a critical age, David. So one of the things is we know each transition from elementary school to middle school, middle to high school, and high school to college, that those inflection points are when students may have an opportunity to disengage for various reasons. A lot of our students in K-12, a lot of our college students move around often. So what we've done working in tandem with our school districts in the area is we've created early college high schools. So we recruit students, message to them in tandem with our school district partners in middle school about this opportunity, which actually provides them with a college education as early as their freshman year in high school. They can actually exit and leave. They'll cross our stage for graduation because of just the timing of the academic calendar as a high school senior with an associate's degree, 2 years of earned college credit, probably a week or two before they cross and get their high school diploma. And so we're doing that with seven of our school district partners, with Southwest, South San, Harlandale, with Somerset, Lytle, and Poteet. And then we also have a charter with New Frontiers. And we're bringing on two more early college high schools with Edgewood, with Kennedy and Memorial. Those students have already been recruited. They're going through orientation now, and they'll start in August of next month. So that's important because we want to engage students early on. And we're fortunate that San Antonio, going back to talking about COPS and coalition building, we're fortunate that we've forged really good coalitions with our school district partners and with parents and families in our community as part of that.
Going to take some calls in just a second, but I just want to emphasize one point, though. This is a community where so many are on the margins.
Yes.
And so with a little bit of extra help and concentration of effort and understanding of circumstances, we can take people who may not be able to find the opportunities to become high earners in life and just give them the tools and the resources and the encouragement so that they can become more enjoy the American dream.
That's exactly the point. And early college high school is one of those that helps them to achieve the American dream early on with a credential. We have five of those at Palo Alto. Alamo College's district actually has 13. We have one of the highest concentrations and numbers of early college high schools in the nation. So I think that's an important message, especially for our community, that students can earn a degree, 2 years of college education free as part of early college high school or even dual credit.
Let's go to the phones. And Rosemary, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Oh, well, I just wanted to say that my experience at Palo Alto was one of the best things I ever did in my life. They have every professor I ever had was fabulous. In fact, my father, my 80-year-old father, enrolled also when we went to class together.
That's great. And what classes did you take?
My father and I took a world religions class together.
That's great. All right. Well, that would have been fun to take with my dad. All right. Well, Rosemary, thank you for calling in. Mike Flores, president of Palo Alto College, can you talk about the sense of community that you have on campus?
One of the wonderful things is just faculty and staff on campus are the connections and the passion that faculty members and staff have about what we do on a daily basis and who we serve. And just as Rosemary, her testament about her experience is what we often hear, and the magic that occurs in the classroom and how faculty are passionate about their discipline and what they do and how they connect with students.
Another caller, Mike. And hi, Mike. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello, Mike Flores. This is Mike Seifert.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
Hey, I just wanted to mention that I was among the original faculty of the school in 1985. And I probably taught for about 30 years. And the students whom I've had at Palo Alto, when they transferred to UTSA or Incarnate Word, my colleagues in the other institutions would say our students were very well prepared and had such great attitudes towards learning.
All right, Mike, I appreciate you calling in with that. And there's other opportunities now since we have Texas A&M, not also on the South.
Right. So one of the things, Mike Seifert, as one of our original faculty members to note, is that Palo Alto was there to provide the first 2 years of a college education with the intent of transfer. Our transfer rate, if we just look at state institutions, is about 20%. When we looked at our transfer rate for students, it's actually over 40%, and that doesn't include students who have used an associate's degree for the workplace. So it's fantastic that we know that 4 out of every 10 students that come into us are able to achieve that dream of transfer as part of that, and that an additional amount are able to utilize their credential in the workplace. So Mike is right on, and we're fortunate that we have faculty who have worked for decades at Palo Alto, some who are retired like Mike Seaforth, but others who are still on campus and providing support and assistance to our students.
Josephine is called in. Hi, Josephine, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have just a little story I wanted to share, and I hope it does not come across as boastful. But I attended Palo Alto College in the 90s. I was the first one in my family to attend college. And I actually had to take several remedial courses. And I'm happy to say that this last weekend, I walked across the stage and earned my PhD. Wow. It's so important to give students the opportunity that they need, just that one hand up. And I'm so grateful to Palo Alto.
Josephine, thank you so much for your story. Congratulations to you. I know this was a product of a lot of sweat, hard work, and people around you cheering you on and helping you out. So, wow, that's a great story.
If David, if I could, if Rosemary or Josephine or perhaps there's other listeners who may be a little shy about calling in, if they would send me their stories, that would be great, at rflores, F-L-O-R-E-S, at alamo.edu. And in fact, we'd also love to have them back on campus to talk to other students who are just beginning and face some of the same challenges.
Showing them that it can be done.
Yes.
You can
yes.
do it. So we have another caller. This is State Representative Roland Gutierrez. And Representative Gutierrez, welcome to The Source.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate the time. I wanted to thank Michael for all of his work with veterans. Just very recently, he had a veterans fair, the first annual veterans fair. Palo Alto has been exemplary in their working with the veteran community in regards to Hazelwood and other programs that are advantageous to that group. And so, Michael, thank you for all of your
leadership.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative.
I look forward to working with it further. Thank you so much. I'm going to dial out now. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Get back to this special session. Representative Roland Gutierrez. Brenda is on the line. And Brenda, welcome back to The Source. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much for taking my call again. I just wanted to share with you that I do work for a district that participates in the program, the early college program with Palo Alto. And I guess a lot of parents just don't understand at this point yet, when their children are still in high school, what a gift it is that program is. Because Dr. Flores mentioned several times that the purpose for creating our institution was to make it more affordable for students whose parents perhaps could not afford to send them directly to a four-year college. To know that their students are going to, or their children are going to be graduating, you know, with two years under their hat is an amazing gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I have experienced that personally. My daughter decided she wanted to go off to college immediately, four-year institution, and we just didn't have the money. We just could not afford it. So she came back and with a little push enrolled at Palo Alto. She had the most amazing instructors. The classes were challenging. They weren't easy like I guess some people think they might be because it's a junior college, but she was challenged at every level. And Dr. Fullis leads a team of many incredible staff members. I mean, he's a great leader, but the staff at the college also is amazing. They're extremely helpful. They care about their students. And so, as I said in, when I called in previously, the institution, not only the institution is a gift to the South Side and to the entire San Antonio community, but Dr. Flores is also, because it is obvious that he does care about all of his students and about students who may have a little more difficulty affording college. You know, he has it. He has all the information he needs. Our students still take the bus. Our students still sometimes having a little difficulty, you know, paying for lunch. And he's trying to do and create all of the programs that will help make these students successful for their first 2 years of college.
Right. I'm just running short on time, so I need to get one more caller on the air. So, Brenda, thank you so much, and let me get George on. George, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm a 25-year adjunct at Palo Alto. Never missed a semester. Very, very seldom missed a class. But I heard Mike Seifert, he used to be my colleague, he is retired. But the other English teacher who started with him in 85 is Dr. Rafael Castillo. And Dr. Castillo is an amazing guy. He's absolutely the head teacher of English at Palo Alto, and he writes a good bit, has things published in the local newspaper pretty frequently, and just want to give a shout-out to him, one of the great professors at Palo Alto.
George, thank you for the...
Now listen.
Thanks, George.
Okay.
I also want to mention before we lose you, because we're switching to a different topic, the half hour, but Mike Flores, president of Palo Alto College, talk about the importance of your Mexican-American studies program there and how that is critical.
Yeah, it is critical. So 77% of our students are Hispanic, Latino, and so as part of that, it's critical for folks to be exposed to who they are and others to be exposed to our legacy in the community and who their neighbor may be. As part of that, we offer Mexican-American studies as a field of study, and all of those courses transfer to public institutions like UT San Antonio as part of that. And it was the second one founded within the state of Texas, and this is at a community college. But as you can tell, there's a lot of passion and commitment from our full-timers, from our adjuncts, and Rosemary and Brenda were exactly right, is that we have a great group of faculty and staff who are committed to our students, and we have fantastic students, David.
And more growth is on the way. What's happening?
More growth is on the way. So bond, thank you, Bexar County voters, of $450 million. Palo Alto College will actually have $62 million of that for new buildings, renovations of our aquatic center, and actually the purchase of land. So we're going to add several new programs, which include dental hygiene. In fall of 19, we're going to offer a nursing program on the south side, working in tandem with San Antonio College, or sister college. And then we're also looking at other healthcare programs. Healthcare administration will actually start in August, so you can call our Welcome Center for that. And then we're starting a microbrewing program, and that will start in January.
So you get a degree in microbrewing?
Brewing and operations, you sure can. We have an ag program and a horticulture program. So this is...
Because you also have a lot of students who are coming in from the periphery of Bexar County, like Somerset, Lytle, those areas?
20% of our students come from outside of Bexar County, and we have close to 10,000.
So it just shows you that you're providing all different resources and services to different sort of needs that we have in our region that people may not, or actually it's not top of mind, but when you think about, you know, we need to decentralize some of our facilities that we have in San Antonio, and so that we can provide for the different needs that we have.
It's important to provide access. So we really pride ourselves as champions of access, whether that's an educational program, access to our library, which is open, access to our computer center, or access to the aquatic center. But educational access, and that's the way, by earning a degree, a certificate, that a person's going to change their life, but most importantly, their families.
And I think that was part of the original vision when COPS
exactly
Metro
right.
Alliance began marching and demanding that we need higher education, public on the city's south side. Mike Flores, president of Palo Alto College, it was great talking with you.
Thank you, David.